When we read the gospel accounts, if we read closely, we can gather a little insight into the personalities of the 12 disciples of Jesus. Peter, of course, is the outspoken one. Peter always seems to have the need to say something. Peter often says things seemingly without thinking. And of course, you have Judas, the sly, calculating, deceitful disciple, the one who, of course, betrayed Jesus. And then we have the disciple Thomas. When thinking about Thomas, the first descriptive word that comes to mind to describe him is doubt. Doubting Thomas. Thomas is given this description because after the resurrection of Jesus, he was not present when Jesus made his appearance to the other disciples. Later on, when the others told him about the encounter, Thomas said in John 20, verse 25, quote, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." But, brethren, I think Thomas may have been unfairly criticized. Because, yes, he doubted at that instant. But Thomas had other admirable qualities. Let me share a couple of these admirable qualities with you today. At the Last Supper in John 14, Jesus tells the disciples that he is going away and eventually they will be with him. Thomas then said to Jesus, quote, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" Thomas was honest here. He didn't understand what Jesus was saying, so he asked an honest question. Truth be told, Thomas probably asked the same question that the other disciples were thinking at the time, but were too timid to ask. That leads me to another quality of Thomas, bravery. First of all, think about this. It is difficult to be boldly honest and ask the hard question and risk being ridiculed or criticized by your colleagues. To do that takes an element of courage. Here's another example of bravery on the part of Thomas. This is in John 11. There Jesus informs his disciples that he is going back to Jerusalem. The disciples protest this decision, and they remind Jesus that the Jews earlier had tried to stone him to death while he was there. And then in verse 16 it reads, quote, "Then Thomas said to the rest of the disciples, 'Let us also go, that we may die with him.'" That's a brave declaration to make, especially by someone forever labeled as a doubter. Brethren, let us learn something here. Let us all be very careful not to label people based on limited information. Amen.